T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
It will be an Easter like no other this year. Churches closed, no parishioners in the pews. Cardinal Blaise Supich is talking with WBBM News Radio's Bernie Tafoya about the church during the pandemic.
This is Holy Thursday, when Christians mark the Last Supper and Jesus' washing of the feet of his followers. Cardinal Supich says that although no feet washing will happen even during live stream masses,
there are different kinds of washing of the feet, ways in which we soothe each other as we help them along the path of life.
Cardinal Supich says a handful of priests have tested positive for the coronavirus. He also says priests are checking on their parishioners, and church leaders have a phone tree to see how priests are doing. As for those, including Republican Senate candidate Mark Curran, who believe the church should have found safe ways to have in-person masses, the cardinal says,
religion is not magic, where we just say prayers and think things are going to change. God gave us a brain and the gift of intelligence, and we have to use it.
Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Funeral services will be next hour for the first Chicago police officer to die of COVID-19.
Even though immediate family is only allowed inside, the law enforcement family of Officer Marco DeFranco is gathered outside the Cumberland Chapel's funeral home in Norridge. DeFranco was 50. He died last week from COVID-19. The Chicago Police Department says he did die in the line of duty, and that his widow and two children will receive full honors and benefits. Dozens of police squad cars from Chicago and other jurisdictions are lining up on Lawrence Avenue to accompany Officer DeFranco to All Saints Cemetery in Des Plaines. Police officers are gathered outside. They are wearing their dress uniforms, but they are also accompanied by black face masks. Reporting from Norridge, Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
City of Chicago putting a 9 p.m. curfew on liquor sales. It starts today. All liquor sales in the city will have to end by 9 p.m. That includes sales in grocery and convenience stores, as well as liquor stores. Mayor Lightfoot issued the order yesterday, saying she's even threatening to go further if people continue to defy the statewide stay-at-home order aimed at preventing the spread of coronavirus. Illinois' public health director says there's an early sign the pandemic could be approaching its peak. Dr. Ngozi Ezike says she's starting to see a potentially hopeful trend in the numbers.
Although the numbers are still increasing, I will tell you that the rate at which they're increasing is less, and that is a good sign. We're not seeing the exponential growth that we were seeing before.
Even so, Ezike says it's too soon to say when Illinois might see the outbreak peak. A security guard and a 16-year-old girl are being treated for gunshot wounds after an incident on a CTA L train early today. Police reports indicate the guard says the girl was causing a disturbance on a Red Line train near the Belmont stop, so he approached her. During a scuffle, the guard's gun, which was in his pocket, discharged. He was shot in the leg while a bullet grazed the teen's stomach. Both are reported in good condition. Voters were encouraged to avoid polling places for the March primary election, and they did.
The Cook County Clerk's Office reports those who cast early ballots outside of Chicago outnumbered those voting in person on Election Day. This is a combination of early voting and mail-in voting. The number of returned mail ballots was more than 50% higher than the 2016 record, nearly 48,000 ballots mailed in. Those voting early either by mail or in person accounted for 56% of the total ballots cast, up from 22% in 2016. In light of the coronavirus, voters were encouraged to take advantage of mail-in and early voting to avoid crowds and the potential for infection. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Kane County property owners may be in for some tax relief. The Daily Herald reports County Treasurer David Rickard has preliminary approval from a county board committee to allow taxpayers to delay the first property tax bill payment until July 2nd without penalty. The second payment would still be due in September. The Greater Chicago Food Depository is creating a $1 million grant program to help Cook County food pantries stay open during the pandemic. The agencies say grants of $1,500 to $5,000 will be available to pantries in need. The Sun-Times reports the first $600,000 should be available within a couple of days. The food depository is looking for volunteers to help pack boxes of food. When someone needs cash fast, they sometimes turn to a pawn shop. That's apparently what they're doing during the crisis.
Asked how bad he thinks it's getting these days with layoffs and furloughs, Royal Pawn Shop owner Randy Cohen tells WBBM.
This is almost like a depression. They can't go to work. Unless they go to McDonald's or a place, they don't even hire because they're not letting that many people in either. They have two, three people. How many people do they need? So I know a guy who worked at Carmine's restaurant. He puts on his Facebook, thank God I just got a job at Jewel. But how many people are going to go work there? How many people can they hire?
Cohen says he's feeling the pain, too, because he owns several businesses, including the hotel above his pawn shop.
Now it's this point where I see people are not, they don't have the money for rent. And the worst part, I have a bar. He's not paying. He didn't pay last month. I have a restaurant. He's not paying. I have two restaurants because we own half a block here. I'm in big trouble myself now.
As for the pawn shop?
Dad's always made money.
Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.